Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the Dars from Faizan-e-Sunnat with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible this may result in the removal of blessings. Our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a blessed summary of hadith that the person who recites durood, salawat, salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let us hear about the method of offering the Eid Salah. What is the method according to the school of Hanafi school of thought? First, make the following intention. I intend to offer 2 rak'at salah of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha with 6 extra takbirat for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal following this imam. Now, having made this intention, raise the hands up to the ears, utter Allahu Akbar, and then fold the hands below the navel, then recite Thana. Thereupon, raise your hands to your ears, utter Allahu Akbar, and leave them at the sides. Again, raise your hands to the ears and utter Allahu Akbar. Again, leave them at the sides. Then raise your hands to the ears once more, say Allahu Akbar, and then fold the hands. In short, the hands will be folded after the first and fourth takbir, while they will be left at the sides after the second and third takbir. In other words, the hands will be folded when something is to be recited in qiyam after takbir, while they will be left at the sides when nothing is to be recited. Then the imam will recite ta'awudh tasmiyah in a low voice, whereas suratul fatiha and another surah will be recited aloud. Thereafter, he will perform ruku' in the second rak'at. The imam is to first recite suratul fatiha and another surah aloud. Now, after the recitation, the imam as well as all the muqtadis, all the followers, will utter 3 takbirat. The imam would utter it loudly, and the muqtadis, the followers, will utter them in a low voice. Raise the hands to the ears each time and leave them at the sides. Then ruku' will be performed with the 4th takbir, without raising the hands, and the rest of the salah will be completed as normal. Standing silent between every 2 takbirat for the amount of time in which Subhanallah can be uttered 3 times is necessary. Now, what if someone joins the jama'ah in the first rak'at after the imam had uttered takbirat? He should utter the 3 takbirat other than the takbir tahrima, the first takbir, to start the salah instantly. He should offer those 3 takbirat instantly, even if the imam may have commenced his qira'ah, his recitation. Utter 3 takbirat only, even though the imam said more than the 3 takbirat. If the imam bent for ruku' before you uttered takbirat, then do not utter them in a standing posture. Instead, perform ruku' with the imam and utter the takbirat in the ruku'. However, if the imam is in ruku', and you feel that you can utter the takbirat and join the imam in the ruku', then utter those takbirat while in qiyam, while standing. Otherwise, utter Allahu Akbar, perform the ruku', and then read the three takbirat in the ruku'. If the imam raises his head from the ruku', before you finish the three takbirat in ruku', then do not utter the remaining takbirat. They are no longer required. If you join the jama'ah after the imam had performed the ruku', then do not utter the takbirat. Utter them when you offer the remaining part of your salah. That is after the imam has performed the salam and completed the salah. Do not raise your hands when uttering the missed takbirat in ruku'. If you join the jama'ah in the second rak'ah, then do not utter the missed takbirat of the first rak'ah now. Instead, utter them when you perform the remaining part of your salah. That is when the imam has made his salam. Likewise, if you succeed in uttering the takbirat of the second rak'ah with the imam, it is okay, there is no problem. Otherwise, the same ruling as mentioned above with regard to the first rak'ah would apply. If someone missed the whole jama'ah of Eid Salah, the entire jama'ah, whether he could not join the jama'ah at all or his salah became invalid due to any reason after joining, then if possible, he should join jama'ah elsewhere at another location. Otherwise, he cannot offer it without the jama'ah. Eid Salah can only be offered with the jama'ah in congregation. However, it is still preferable for him to offer 4 rak'at of chashed salah. This is a nafil salah. After the Eid Salah, the imam should deliver 2 sermons, 2 khutbah. The acts that are sunnah for the Jumu'ah sermon are also sunnah for the Eid khutbah. Likewise, the acts that are makruh, that are disliked according to the Sharia for the Jumu'ah sermon, are also makruh for the Eid sermon. There are only 2 differences between these 2 sermons. Firstly, it is a sunnah for the imam not to sit before the first sermon of Eid Salah, whereas the imam sitting before the first sermon of Jumu'ah is a sunnah. Secondly, in the Eid khutbah, the Eid sermon, it is a sunnah for the imam to recite Allahu Akbar 9 times before the first khutbah, 7 times before the second khutbah, and 14 times before coming down from the pulpit. While uttering these takbirat is not sunnah for the Jumu'ah khutbah and sermon. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the understanding and the ability to perform our Eid Salah in the correct manner. And we are hopeful that Allah Azza wa Jal will accept, inshallah ta'ala, and reward us. Ameen bi jahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, sunan are abundantly taught and learned in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring ijtima' of Dawud Islami, commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafilas with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to learn the Sunnah. Fill out your Madani Na'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina and hand it in to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani month. By the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your iman, adopt the sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani na'amat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani qafilas, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawud Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Jazallahu anna sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma huwa ahlu. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive our parents, forgive all the Muslims, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Na'amat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the ability, with enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain dua ke waaste bande tere. Kar de puri aarzu har bekiso majboor ki. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وعليه صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.